Grand Rapids Women's Health specializes in healthcare services related to both the normal and abnormal processes of a woman's reproductive system. We talk all about women on a monthly basis with guests on behalf of Dr. Robin Hubbard. Good morning to you, Dr. Hubbard.
Good morning.
How many babies have you delivered this month?
A lot.
Really?
About 18, and I did 4 last night.
Okay. Oh, four little, 10 little fingers and toes?
That, yes.
Anybody named Robin or Shelley?
No. Not yet. I keep trying.
Do you hint as you're in the thrusts? Well, thanks for what you do. I know surgery is also part of your talents and more. But speaking of birth, you want to talk about natural childbirth, what that means, how to get the natural birthing experience you want while being informed and staying safe. So what is this natural childbirth, Robin?
So I have to say, just to start off, that I kind of hate the term natural childbirth, because I think all birth is natural, whether you use medication or not. Birth is a natural process. But the term natural birth is really used to describe childbirth that is without intervention and medication. So you don't get pain medicine or have an epidural and you have the baby, quote, naturally. And so that is something that is becoming, it's always been there, but there's kind of a new trend for people to discover and explore the options for natural childbirth. And there's a lot of myths and information out there that I think could be clarified. So I thought this would be a good topic.
Thank you for that. So what are the steps to deciding if you want to go through natural childbirth?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that all women who are pregnant, especially for the first time, have some trepidation and anxiety, of course, about what birth is going to be like. And it's so different for everybody. You know, I've had people come in with 2-hour labors that have pushed for 15 minutes, and I've had people with 48-hour labors that have pushed for 4 hours for their first baby. And so there have been certainly a wide range of experiences that people have, and you don't really know what lies in store for you. But I think the most important thing is to get educated and informed on what all of your options are. And even if you have a predisposition, like, I really think I want to do natural birth, or heck no, I want to have an epidural, you know, both are valid. But learn about both options so that no matter what transpires when you come in labor, let's say you come in and you're already completely dilated and you just need to push and have a baby and you don't get the epidural that you desired, or on the contrary, let's say you really wanted to have a natural birth, but you've had a long drawn out labor and you end up needing to choose something for pain medicine because you are not able to continue. And I want you to feel good about your experience at the end. Like I always tell my patients, I want a healthy mom and a healthy baby, number one, and I want a mom who feels good about her experience and number two. And so learning about what your choices are, what would it look like if you were natural? What are your pain medicine options? What does an epidural look like? And what are things that you can do to be, proactive about your experience?
Let's talk pros and cons. What are some of the advantages of natural childbirth?
Well, some of the advantages of natural childbirth are just meeting a goal. So if you desire to have a natural childbirth, a lot of women feel extremely empowered and as though they've accomplished something. In fact, you would relate to this. I kind of liken it to an extreme race, you know, like the Iron Man. Like, you just did it. You did the Iron Man and you made it. And I think a lot of people really feel empowered. Some people describe the techniques that they learn, like breathing exercises or visualization or self-hypnosis, as things that they used in labor, but then can pull on later in life, like those first couple weeks when you're sleepless with a newborn and struggling, you can help kind of calm yourself down and bring yourself back to a focus and a center point with those techniques. There are statistics that show that you are less likely to need interventions such as Pitocin, which is used to increase the strength and frequency of contractions, and you're less likely to need a bladder catheterization to empty your bladder, or a vacuum delivery or a forceps delivery. You're not more likely to reduce the rate of C-section. So C-section rates are the same whether you have an epidural or pain intervention or not. And baby outcomes are the same. So it's considered safe to have an epidural or to use pain medicine. But for natural birth, those things can be reduced.
All right, let's be blunt. What are the disadvantages of going without drugs?
I think just the incredible experience that labor is. And so it can be a very long, drawn out, very painful experience. And for some people, that pushes you to your physical and mental limits. And that can be really a negative experience. I think that choosing to have pain medicine is always okay. It's always an option. For me, it was the right thing. I ended up having an epidural when I delivered Haley. My twins were born by C-section, so that was a whole different experience. But after about 8 or 9 hours of labor, I thought, okay, this is enough. I'm ready for an alternative method. And my labor was about 16 hours, which is a fairly typical first-time baby. And so I think that disadvantages of going without would be that. Some people get to the end of their birthing experience and they're so physically exhausted, just like crossing the finish line at the marathon, that you're not as aware or cognizant of the delivery and the baby that was just born because you're so darn tired. Mm-hmm. So there's some pros and cons to both sides, and I've seen people do it beautifully in both ways, for sure, every night.
Nice. Dr. Robin Hubbard with us again, Grand Rapids Women's Health, talking about natural birth. So let's just say one has discussed with their doctor to be doing the natural birth format. What are the techniques you prepare your moms for? And maybe dads, hey.
Absolutely. I think that having a team is really important, and so nobody can do this themselves. Yeah. And so there is always a lot of opportunity for teamwork. And so your partner is really important. And one thing that you can consider is a doula. And doulas are becoming increasingly utilized in Grand Rapids. They've been more popular on the coasts, you know, West Coast, East Coast. But doulas can actually really help you achieve your goal of natural birth, or even they have some data showing some decreased C-section rates, which is kind of interesting. And what they can do is just help guide and guide you through some of the options and choices and advocate for you and help you feel strong and empowered. But techniques would include breathing exercises and visualization. There are a lot of already thought out plans, like the classic would be Lamaze, you know, which are a series of breathing techniques you can take classes for to learn how to deal with the pain of contractions and to relax as you're having that discomfort. Position changes and movement are really important, so being able to move around, and we have all sorts of things like the birthing balls and the peanut balls and the squat bars and the rocking chairs. Sometimes people will use massage or hot and cold therapy or touch therapy to help, or hydrotherapy. So I don't think any of the hospitals in town do water births, but I do know that a lot of women enjoy being in the hot tubs, the whirlpools, and using the shower, because that hot water really helps with pain. And some people use acupuncture or hypnosis.
Yes. You wouldn't want the water too hot.
No,
yeah.
Just enough to be comfortable. But it can really help relax you, especially if you're feeling contractions in your back. It can feel really good.
So my question to you, you mentioned you personally have not done natural childbirthing, but have you helped provide your patients?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say that there's about 85% of people in my practice, roughly, that will end up choosing some form of pain medicine or get an epidural, but about 15% that have a natural birth. And I am happy to support everybody and their choices and their goals. And I think that there are so many techniques that the team can help. So that I'm at the hospital, and labor and delivery nurses are amazing. They are experienced, and their job is to just be there with you, give you ideas for helping you, offer you, you know, input and strategies and moral support and encouragement. You may have your coach, your partner, a doula present to help you. And so those things can all be really, really helpful to be prepared. Some people bring, you know, meditation on their, you know, music or their phone, or peaceful music, calming music, or they choose to have the lights dimmed, or they use some essential oils or things like that to just kind of help them get into the mode for natural birth.
I wonder how the baby feels about that, coming out to either natural music or some rock and roll.
I know. I've learned some great new artists from people who have great playlists during birth experiences.
That's funny. What are the statistics on natural childbirth outside of the hospital setting, say, versus hospital births?
Yeah, so a lot of people, I would say the vast majority of people will choose to have their baby in the hospital, but Grand Rapids doesn't have this, but many communities, even Kalamazoo, who have birthing centers, so freestanding birthing centers that are accredited and designed to have births, but they aren't quite as intense as the hospital setting. And then some people will choose home births. Home births are a little more dangerous, and they make me nervous, not to be respectful of those people that have chosen it, but home births really need to be a thoughtful choice for somebody that is considered low risk, and it needs to be guided by somebody that is really experienced and, in my opinion, credentialed as a midwife. So there's two different versions of midwives. There's lay midwives and there's certified midwives. And in my opinion, I think a certified midwife who has met the standards of the International Confederation of Midwives is really important. There's some data that's a bit disturbing to me, and that's why I really, really like to promote hospital birth. And I tell my patients that are leaning in both directions, like they're not sure what to do, that I would love to support their choice to be natural in the hospital setting, just so in that rare case that something happens, we can make sure that mom and baby are both safe. Data shows that a planned home birth is associated with fewer maternal interventions than a planned hospital birth, but it's also associated with a more than twofold increased risk of perinatal death. And it can have a threefold increased risk of neonatal seizures or serious neurologic dysfunction in the baby. And those things are really scary to me. And I feel like anyone that feels like, gosh, it's a natural process, it's happened for thousands of years, I really would like to do this experience at home, I really want to make sure that they're very thoughtful and informed about, you know, the potential benefits and the potential risks. There is a committee opinion on obstetric practice from the American College of OBGYN that talks about absolutely not wanting to do home births if the baby's not presenting head down, so if there's a breech presentation, or if there's twins, or multiples, or if they've had a previous cesarean delivery. Those things carry higher risk, and those things should really not be done in a home setting.
Do you see changes in the future?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we've done at Spectrum Health, which I think is moving in that direction, is we have these natural birth rooms, and our natural birth rooms are designed to be non-intervention. So if you choose to have an epidural or Pitocin's needed or some kind of intervention, then you actually move to a different space. But the rooms are designed a little more home-like. There's a queen-size bed and curtains on the windows and lamps on the end tables. You know, it looks a little more homey, but you still have all the safe backup of the hospital. And so a lot of women are really enjoying that. There are midwives and obstetricians at all of the hospitals in town who are very open to natural birth. And so I don't feel like the only way for you to guarantee that you're going to have a natural birth is to do a home delivery. I think that you could do it in the hospital with a midwife caring for you, with an obstetrician caring for you, and you'll have a really positive experience. I think that being open to the idea that things change in labor and that the ultimate goal is a healthy mom and a healthy baby. And so there's always opportunity, even in an emergency, for a quick dialogue about, hey, this is what my concern is. This is what I think the risk is. I'd like to recommend some kind of an intervention. Let's talk about it and make an informed decision together so that we can make that plan. But trying to write the script for your birth is really tricky, you know? Yeah. Birth plans are really common and people write them out, but it doesn't guarantee that it's going to go the way you dreamed. And so being prepared for all the options that can happen, I think, can be super empowering. And a lot of women then, no matter what happens, feel like they had a really positive experience that they were empowered by and that they felt in control of.
Is there a best reference or research you would recommend?
There's some really nice, like through the Mayo Clinic, there's some nice labor and delivery discussion. And then just through the American College of OBGYN and other, reputable websites. And then, of course, you can contact us at GrandRapidsWomen'sHealth.com.
And what are you personally doing Monday night?
I'm going to be performing in Broadway Babes, which is a concert featuring all sorts of amazing women by female Broadway performers, divas of Broadway, at Circle Theater Monday night, 7 o'clock.
CircleTheater.org, probably, to get your tickets and see a doctor doing her thing.
There's still a few left, and it's going to be an amazing show. So many great women from our community that are just going to belt their hearts out and sing for you. So come and check us out.
Everybody's got their vocation and avocation. Thanks to you, Dr. Robin Hubbard. Again, our discussion all about women on natural childbirth. Take care.